victory that you won at Calvary. And we realize that victory remains ours forever. Your precious blood was shed before the foundation of the world. And all of us who now abide under your precious blood have victory in Jesus. So great is your love for us. We want to understand more the vastness of your love. So help us today as we study your word. That the Spirit of God may open our way into paradise. As we live in the everlasting love of Jesus. We pray in His precious name. Amen. We are in a season where we're meditating on this matter of the everlasting love of Jesus. This theme actually comes from a passage in Jeremiah chapter 31. And so let's read these four verses together in Jeremiah 31. Verses 1-4. Now, I think many of you know Jeremiah 31 more for its introduction to us of the new covenant that the Lord would give us. But as we'll follow Jeremiah's prophecies, we see that this new covenant that's given to us is because of His everlasting love. So we begin in verse 1. At that time, declares Jehovah, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
31章第一节, 耶和华说, 那时我必做以色列各家的神, 他们必做我的子民。
Thus says Jehovah, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness, Israel when it went to find its rest.
耶和华如此说,脱离刀剑的就是以色列人,我使他享安息的时候,他曾在旷野蒙恩。
Verse 3, Jehovah appeared to him from afar, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness.
古时耶和华向以色列显现说,我以永远的爱爱你,因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Again, I will build you and you will be built, O Virgin of Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go forth to the dances of the merrymakers.
以色列的民啊,我要再建立你,你就被建立,你必在击鼓为美,与欢乐的人一同跳舞而出。
Now the meditations on the love of God in my heart has been in the Gospel of John. So turn to John chapter 13, verse 1.
我在思想这个主题,耶和华的爱的时候,我就一直被提醒到约翰福音,所以我们一同也翻到约翰福音13章。And
here we find Jesus loving to the uttermost.
这里我们看到主耶稣自己说,他爱我们爱到底。Now
before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
13章第一节,逾越节以前,耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了,他既然爱世间属自己的人,就爱他们到底。
Now that word, the end, there is a Greek word that means to the uttermost, to the fulfillment.
那这里说到底,那在原文的意思就是说,爱到他的这个极限,爱到这个完全。
So it means more than Jesus loved them until he died on the cross.
所以这里到底不是说,哦,到了主耶稣在地上的时候结束了,就完成了。
But that Jesus loved them until he brought them to their fullness.
而是说主耶稣这个爱是能够把我们带到他完全丰满的爱里面。
This is part of the drawing of his everlasting love.
这也就像是之前所读的,他以他的慈爱吸引我们。
So we want to go deeper into this everlasting love of God, but only the Holy Spirit can take us there.
我们要一同来看这个题目,他永远的爱,但也只有圣灵能够把我们带进去。
The deeper things of God can only be made real to us by the Holy Spirit.
是在神深处的事，我们能够明白，唯有靠着圣灵。
Everlasting love is a mystery beyond our comprehension.
是在我们自己是无法来理解这个永远的爱。
Now, I think most of you people know by now that women weave a mysterious web in order to catch their husbands.
那可能大家也都能够体会，女人都有一个奇特的方法来抓住她丈夫的爱。
As a matter of fact, Colin happens to be an example. Our brother will be married in not too many days.
对，我很快会结婚。
But his fiancée's web was woven a long time ago.
但是他的婚期好像织了一个网一样来织了很久。
Now the real art of women is to get a man to think that he is gaining the woman, but actually she has gained him.
那女人就是有这个智慧，让男人以为是男人得着了这个女人，但其实是女人把自己给了他。
This is the great mystery.
这实在是个奥秘。
It's like the Song of Solomon, actually.
就像雅歌里面所说的。
Except in the opposite.
但其实是一个相反的。
Because the Song of Solomon is talking about our Lord Jesus' love for his bride.
因为雅歌就是告诉我们主耶稣爱他的心腹。
Now you know, the Song of Solomon opens with the fact that Solomon has just kissed his soon-to-be bride.
那是雅歌的一开始就是所罗门王他亲吻了要成为他心腹的那一位。
And it only took one kiss for the woman to be crazy in love.
那就是这一个一吻使这个妇人她就是在爱里面就是痴狂。
But the story starts as a great mystery because she had no idea where he came from or even where he was going. She was just in love.
但是对于这个苏丹秘女来说，她对她来说是一个奥秘，因为她不知道这个人是哪里来，这个人为什么爱她。
She wondered to herself, how could such a great man take even notice of me, a little handmaid?
那如何这一位这么杰出伟大的人能够注意到我这一位婢女呢？
But the Song of Solomon opens up the mystery of everlasting love.
但是所罗门王就把这个永远的爱的奥秘揭示了。
That Solomon's eye had been looking at her long before there was that first kiss.
因为所罗门王其实在那一吻之前，他就长久的在思想，在注意到这位女子。
So when we're talking about everlasting love,
所以当我们讲到永远的爱，
we're talking about a love that goes back far before we ever knew it.
这个爱其实是我们能够认识之前许久许久就发生了。
And this is what the Lord wants us as Christians to enter into.
这也是主愿意我们基督徒所要认识所明白的。
In the end, you see, the outward, physical, romantic realm of love,
在这个结尾那里，我们看到这个外在的、这个浪漫的、这种身体的爱。
This must transition into the inward, stable, self-giving love that grows beyond the out.
会进入到一个内在的、一个持续的、一个把自己给出去的这样的爱。
Now I hope all of you married couples still love one another.
我盼望你们结婚的还是彼此相爱当中。
Physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
你们的爱是在你们的肉体，在你们的魂，也在你们的灵里面。
This is our right as Christians.
这在我们做基督徒这样才是合宜的。
But if a marriage never gets beyond the physical and the outward,
如果一个婚姻、一个爱没有超过这个外在肉体的，
it stops short of the Lord's purpose.
就在神的旨意里面是亏欠的。
Because the Lord's purpose is more than just that we become one flesh, but that we become one.
因为神的爱的定义不是我们只是成为一体这个身体，而是使我们真的合而为一。
And so there's a deeper love that we must come into.
所以这里有一个更深的爱，我们要彼此交付。
And we find, for myself now, married 61 years.
那像我来说，我自己已经结婚61年。
That deeper love becomes even more important than the outward love.
那这时候这个更深的爱 就实在是可以感觉比外在的爱来更加的重要。
Now, I must admit I still give my wife flowers.
当然我也承认我还是给我的妻子买一束花。
I'm not ashamed to say I still kiss my wife.
我也不害羞地说我还亲才会亲吻我的妻子。
And you see, it's the same thing with our Lord Jesus.
我们的主他也是如此。
How wonderful that we came to know our Savior and we love Jesus, our Savior.
我们来认识我们的救主，我们也爱他。
But we realize that Jesus wants his disciples to know this everlasting love within.
但我们也认识到主也愿意我们来认识他爱我们的爱是永远的爱。
We often feel first love when we first get saved.
我们常常是因着感觉到那个起初的爱，当我们得救的时候。
We love Jesus our Savior.
我们爱主耶稣我们的主。
He died on the cross for me.
我们的救主因为他在十字架上为我们而死。
But we sang the chorus, He loved me ere I knew Him.
但这里我们刚刚唱的诗歌就告诉我们， 他爱我是在我认识他以先。
Now most of the time when we get saved, we have no sense of history.
因为常常我们得救的时候，我们并没有感觉到这个历史的进程。
We're glad He saved us.
我们就是觉得说，在这个时候，我们很开心他拯救了我们。
But we see that in John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus is trying to bring His disciples into that inward, everlasting love.
当我们翻到约翰福音十四章，就看到主乃是要把他的门徒们带进一个内在的永远的爱里面。
We find the disciples who love Jesus outwardly. He is their Savior, their friend, their Messiah, their man.
因为那时候门徒们对主耶稣的爱还是认识在一个外在的，他是他们的救主，他们的朋友，他们的那位老师。
Now when we come to believe in the Lord, it's because we believe His word and we trust Him and we're saved.
我们得救也是我们来，我们信靠他的话，抓住了就得救。
But this is insufficient if it doesn't bring us into something deeper.
但如果我们没有被他带入一个更深的，这是不够的。
We go through this transition where we are captured by eternal love.
所以我们这里会有一个改变，就是我们会要被他的永远的爱抓住。
As Paul says, as we look at the things not which are seen and temporal, but the things which are unseen and eternal.
就像保罗告诉我们的，那眼睛可见的是暂时的，不见的才是永远的。
So Paul says, but God being rich in mercy, with His great love, wherewith He loved us.
保罗也告诉我们，神他蛮丰丰富富的，有怜悯，他以他的大爱爱我们。
Even when we were dead in our trespasses and sin, He made us alive together with Him. By grace are ye saved. But what about this great love with which He loved us?
所以这个神爱我们的大爱是什么样的爱呢?
This is where we need to go. We're so thankful we can begin by believing the Word of God.
我们也感谢他,
this is our basic source of truth regarding God's love. And so we one day read in Ephesians chapter 1 that we were chosen in Him before the foundation of the world.
那比如说你有一天读到以弗所书第一章，那里告诉你们，告诉我们在创世以前你们就蒙拣选。
Chose us before the foundation of the world?
在创世以先就拣选了我们。
So He didn't just love me in 1964 when I got saved.
所以主不只是在1964年我得救的时候才开始爱我。
He chose me before the foundation of the world.
他乃是在创世以先就拣选了我。
That we should be holy and blameless in love.
让我们可以在他的爱中是没有亏欠，得着完全。
What a verse that is in Ephesians chapter 1.
是在以弗所书告诉我们的话是何等的惊人。
I remember back there, by the way, see, in 2 days from now, I will be 61 years old.
再过两天,我要是我的61岁。
Now, I'm actually 81 years old.
当然其实我是81岁了。
Last Thursday, I became 81.
因为上个其实上个周四我就八十一岁。
But my important birthday is I was saved on April 1st, Fool's Day, 1964.
但是对于我来说，更关键的是我在一九六四年四月一号愚人节那一天我得救了。
And I remember when I got saved, and I asked my wonderful Christian father-in-law.
我记得我得救的那一天，我也问我基督徒啊，我的岳父，他是一位基督徒。
I said, "What does this mean? He chose me before the foundation of the world."
我就问他说，这里的话是什么意思？他在创世以前就拣选了我。
And he says, "You see, Dana, you saw the gate to salvation."
他说 ，Dana， 你看，这里有个门是救恩的门。
And it said on the gate, "Whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life."
这个门上写的说，凡信我的就不至灭亡，反得永生。
So by faith, I went through the gate.
所以靠着信心，我就进了这个门。
But then I turned around and looked at the same gate.
我进去之后，我一转身看这道门。
And having come through, it said, "Chosen before the foundation of the world."
这个门的里面写着，你是在创世以前就蒙拣选。
So who can understand this mystery?
所以这个奥秘谁能明白呢？
His love for us is long.
他对我们的爱是这样的长。
This is what Jeremiah is talking about to these children of Israel who are going into exile.
这就是耶利米要对那些将要到流亡之地的以色列人所说的话。
Have you ever conceived that His love for you is eternal?
你是否明白过他对你的爱是永远的爱？
Have you ever thought about that?
你是否这样思想过？
We see the Word, we believe the Word, but now the Holy Spirit has to make that real to you.
我们读到这些话，我们也相信这些话，但是我们需要圣灵把主的话成为我们生命的实际。
You see, we can have first love when we're first saved, but we can leave our first love.
我们得救的时候，我们会有起初的爱，但是这个危险就是我们可能会离开这个起初的爱。
If that's just the initial love of our salvation, we can leave that love unless we've been captured inwardly by this everlasting love.
我们有的如果只是这个得救的起初的爱，我们可能就会离弃它。但是我们所需要的是我们里面我们认识这个永远的爱。
Do you know, you can never leave everlasting love.
因为你知道吗？你不可能离开这永远的爱。
So in terms of marriage, what I'm saying is, you know, you get married to somebody, you love them, and you have a certain time of honeymoon.
那我再以婚姻举例子，那你爱上某个人，你也与他结婚，你也度了一段那个蜜月。
But a deeper love for your spouse needs to develop.
但是在这个过程当中，你需要在你里面起来一个对你配偶更深的爱。
Because as honeymoon transitions into daily life,
因为从蜜月过到你们每一天的生活，
our faithfulness can wander as we look toward others.
我们的这个忠心，这个忠贞的心，就有可能在那里漂移。
Unless there's a deeper union that ties the husband and wife together.
除非有个更深的联合，把丈夫和妻子带在一起。
So to hear the word, you've been chosen in him is wonderful. But to realize that the Holy Spirit has to do something in us.
所以我们读到这样的话，他在创世以前拣选了我们，实在是何等的美好，让我们更需要圣灵把这话解释给我们。
Now one of the things that takes us a little deeper,
那有一件事可以把我们带往更深之处，
is when we realize we've been chosen before the foundation of the world,
就是明白这个我们蒙拣选是在创世以先，
but we've been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.
那同时更具体的说，是我们在创世以先就被蒙拣选在基督里。
And suddenly we begin to read scriptures and the Holy Spirit opens our understanding.
我们如果用这样的角度来读，圣灵就能让我们读圣经有一个不同的新的角度。
Such as John chapter 17, verse 24.
那比如说我们来看约翰福音十七章二十四节。
Now Jesus is praying to his father.
这里主耶稣向他的父祷告。
And he says, "Now Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world."
约翰福音十七章二十四节，父啊，我在哪里，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
The Son of God has known the everlasting love of his Father.
神的儿子实在是认识他的父这对他永远的爱。
And Jesus is praying that we as his disciples may be brought into that everlasting love
主在这里的祷告就是祷告说愿意他的门徒们都能够一同来进入这个永远的爱。
And that comes when we find ourselves in Christ, the chosen one from the foundation of the world.
这就让我们发现我们就是在创世以先就在基督里蒙拣选了。
So now we discover, wait a minute, we're part of something much larger than just us.
我们就明白这样就发现我们自己其实是蒙拣选在这个比我们自己大许多的事物里面。
We've entered into a divine love triangle between the Father, the Son, and His children.
我们就进入了这个爱的三角，就是父、子、圣灵。
You see, the Father loves the Son so much.
我们看到父是何等的爱他的儿子。
That anyone who loves the Son is loved by the Father.
他是如此的爱他，以致凡爱他儿子的父就爱他。
This is a great mystery.
这实在是一个极大的奥秘。
But if the Spirit makes this real to us, it's a wonderful mystery.
但如果圣灵向我们启示出来，这就是一个很奇妙的奥秘。
But here is something interesting that we discover in these two passages before us.
然后我们在这两段经文这里，我们也再发现一点。
When do we first begin to sense the spiritual reality of this backstory of God's everlasting love?
就是我们从什么时候开始明白这个神永远的爱的这个故事？
When do we first discover this love has a long, long history?
我们从哪里看到他的爱是有这样长长长长的历史？
Well, these two scriptures in Jeremiah and in John both say the same thing.
耶利米书的经文和约翰福音的经文是都讲到同样的事。
The first glimpse of this eternal love breaks through in a time of trouble.
就是这个永远的爱临到我们的身上，或者说我们能够看到这个永远的爱在我们的身上，常常都是在患难的时候。
Now you see, when we were first saved, I don't think we had much of a sense of history.How long God has loved us.
因为比如说我们得救的时候，我们那时候常常没有能够感受到神的爱的这个长久。
We just are glad we can sing, I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
我们会在那里欢喜地唱这首歌，说我是一个罪人，蒙主恩。
Although I wonder about you.
但是我想问大家。
When the gospel came to you.
当福音临到你。
And his love was revealed to you.
当他的爱向你显现
Did you somehow get an inkling of feeling that there's something that the Lord has been planning for you for a long time?
你是否有一点点的感觉说这件事情临到你其实神已经预备了很久
Did you sense perhaps God's eternal love in some small way when God came to save you?
你是否有一点点的看见说神这时候爱你其实是在他永远的爱里面爱了你
When you got saved, did you feel that the Lord had been leading you there for a long time?
是否您看到说主把你带到那个地步，他已经等了你很久
？That He was speaking to you, that He was drawing you.
他在之前就向你说话，他在那里向你吸引。
I don't think probably many of you have read. There's a famous poem called "The Hound of Heaven."
那有一首很著名的诗歌叫做啊。天上的呼召
the dog of heaven.
Oh, the dog of heaven.
The hound.
The hound, okay. 就是像狗。Yeah.
Anyway, it's written by Francis Thomas.
是 Francis Thomas 写的。
And he writes this poem of the hound of heaven who's been pursuing, this is God, who's been pursuing us, chasing us, chasing us.
他在那里形容神的爱像一只猎狗一样，从天上有一只猎狗来一直在追寻我们、寻觅我们。
We try to run away from God, but we hear.
我们好像是那个猎物在那里一直要逃跑，一直要逃跑，但这只猎狗就在后面不断的追我们。
We hear the gospel, we say, no, 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 not for me.
我们听到福音说、哦、我不要，我不要，但是这只猎狗还是在后面紧紧的追我们。
And as the poem goes on, he chases us through the dark streets.
是在那黑暗的街道，这只猎狗在后面追我。
Chases us through trials and tragedies.
在患难中，在不幸中，它在后面追我们。
Until we fail and fall completely.
直到我们完全的跌倒降服。
And he comes and rescues us.
然后他就来拯救了我们。
It's a long history behind how you got saved.
所以在你得救的那一点之前，其实就有一个很长很长的历史。
Now we often don't hear the real story, but sometimes we hear some intimations later on in our life.
我们可能那时候没有意识到，之后我们可能会回想起来。
You know, I got saved, praise God, 1964.
那我是1964年得救的，感谢神。
Now most of you weren't on the face of the earth back then.
那时候可能大家都还没出生。
But I only found out in about 20 years later,
我差不多在那个时候之后20年之后,
that my grandfather, who was an atheist,
然后那是我的祖父,他是一位无神论者,
had four brothers,
他有四个弟兄,
who were all Christian missionaries to China.
他们四位都是去中国的宣教士。
And I got their, one of their Bibles, one of the, what would it be, great uncle, died, and I received his Bible.
那时候我的这一位叔祖他过世的时候我拿到他的圣经。
And the Lord remembered the faithful service of these men. Probably prayed for their ongoing generations to be saved. And I think I was part of this prayer.
然后从那圣经里面我明白他为他之后的这些世代不住的祷告才让我引到我得救的那一天。
Has that ever happened to you? Was there somebody in your parents' background or somewhere who was a fine Christian praying for the children?
是否可能你们家你也知道有这样的情形？你的祖辈可能有一位他是基督徒，他实在是为家中的每一位他的后代不住的祷告。
Well, Jesus is not only the hound that brings us to salvation, but he continues to come closer and draw us and draw us.
你也知道。主耶稣不仅像那个天国的猎狗一样在后面追我们追我们，他也在那里吸引我们吸引我们。
So let's go back to Jeremiah 31 just for the moment.
所以我们再翻回耶利米书的31章。
We'll look at the verses and realize the context.
我们在读这里的上下文。
Now in this prophecy of Jeremiah,
这是耶利米的预言。
He's speaking to the Jews who are going away into exile to Babylon.
他呢是向以色列人，就是他们马上要被掳到巴比伦这些人所说的。
And they're being driven through the wilderness.
他们也被驱赶在旷野里。
What a strange time.
这实在是一个很怪异的时间。
For God to speak promises to their hearts.
来让神向他们的心说出这个应许。
But the Lord says, at that time, declares Jehovah.
但三十一章第一节，主耶和华就说，那时。
I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
那时我必做以色列各家的神，他们必做我的子民。
Now he was talking about a promise.
这里他讲到一个应许。
But it would take 70 years before that promise came to pass.
但这个应许要70年之久才能够应验。
And it's saying that there used to be two nations, the northern Israel tribe and Judah, but when I bring them together, there'll be one family again.
并且他说，那时你们以色列是有北国有南国，但是我把你们带回来的时候，你们要成为一。
Then it says, Thus saith the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness, Israel, when it went to find its rest.
耶和华如此说，脱离刀剑的就是以色列人。我使他想安息的时候，他曾在旷野蒙恩。
Now what is this about?
那这又讲到什么呢？
Even while these exiles were being taken through the wilderness to Babylon,
就是这些被掳的人，他们被掳到巴比伦是要经过旷野之地。
God came very close to them and spoke to them.
就在那个地方，神与他们亲近，向他们说话。
And they found grace.
他们就在旷野蒙恩。
And they even found rest.
甚至在那里能够享安息。
In the midst of an exile.
就是在被掳的时候他们能够享安息。
Isn't this a strange time?
这实在是何等的怪异。
To sense for the first time God's grace and God's rest.
他们竟然能够在那时候享安息蒙神的恩。
And then it goes on.
接着说,
and the Lord appeared to him from afar.
耶和华向以色列显现。
So these people, because of their unfaithfulness, were going to Babylon. They felt so far from God. They had been so unfaithful.
这里原文有一个意思是说，从远方耶和华向以色列显现，因为在被掳之地，他们觉得耶和华是何等的远。
Many times when we go through trouble and difficulties, we feel so far from God.
许多时候对我们也是如此，我们在患难艰难的时候，觉得神离我们何等的远。
But isn't it strange, at that very moment God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
那何等的奇妙，就是在那个时候神向我们说，我以永远的爱爱你。
Therefore, I am drawing you by my loving kindness back to me.
因此我以慈爱吸引你归我。
Even as you're going through trouble,
就是你在这艰难当中。
Even as you're exiled,
就是你在被掳之地。
I'm using this to draw you closer to me.
我乃是用这样的情形把你吸引过来。
I have everlasting love for you.
因为我爱你是以永远的爱爱你。
I never quit on you.
我从来没有要放弃你。
And even though you now go to Babylon,
虽然你如今在巴比伦。
I go with you.
我与你同去。
And then he says, again, I will build you, and you will build, rebuilt, O virgin of Israel.
因此他说，以色列的民啊，我要再建立你，你就被建立。
Here they are in a time of great trouble.
是在以色列人在当时是极大的患难。
And God reveals to them a plan from his everlasting love.
但是神从他永远的爱里就向他们显出他的计划。
What do you think?
你以为如何呢？
Why does it take...A wilderness experience for us to hear of God's everlasting love.
我们为什么要经过旷野地才能够听到神的永远的慈爱呢？
Maybe in the good times we're too busy.
因为我们在和顺利的时候，我们可能太忙了。
Maybe when we're busy and everything is fine, we don't feel the need for God's love.
当我们都平顺的时候，当我们就在那里忙碌的时候，我们觉得我们不需要神的爱。
We're too busy to pursue Him.
我们太忙了，以致没有时间来追求他。
I hope you're a lover of God.
我盼望你是爱神的人。
I hope you read your Bible every day.
我盼望你每天读神的话。
I hope you pray to God, your Lord.
我盼望你向你的主神祷告。
I wish we could have more than 40 in our prayer meeting and instead have 300.In our prayer meeting on Tuesday.
我是在盼望我们周二祷告聚会的时候有不止40个人在那里。
But perhaps you're too busy.
但可能你太忙碌了。
You may come to a time of trouble.
但是可能你会到一个困难的时候。
The Lord will use that time to remind you of His everlasting love.
那好时候主就要提醒你他是以永远的爱爱你。
You have forgotten me, but I have not forgotten.
但我没有忘记你。
So, maybe we just don't seek God's love when everything outwardly is fine.
所以当一切平顺的时候，我们很难看到神的爱。
Sorry. What's happening here? Somebody's calling my name. Okay, there we go. Okay, so...The Lord loves His people when they're going through the time of exile. Now, when we go over to John, we find their hearts are troubled. When we read the scripture in John chapter 14, verse 1, it says, Do not let your heart be troubled.
这里说你们心里不要忧愁。
Now believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you to myself.That where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way where I am going.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
Now the disciples' hearts were troubled.
这里我们看到门徒们的心忧愁。
And you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Jesus said, I'm going away, and you cannot follow.
因为主耶稣对他们说，我要离开你们，并且你们不能够跟随。
And the disciples over those 3 years loved Jesus.
那经过了三年之久，门徒们都爱耶稣。
You know, men don't go around saying, I love your brother.
当然你知道，弟兄们很难这样说，哦，弟兄我爱你。
I don't think Peter said, love you Jesus. Jesus said, love you right back.
可能我不会像，彼得就在那里对主耶稣说，哦，耶稣我爱你，耶稣也说，哦，彼得我爱你。
But the disciples loved you.
但我们知道他们心里确实爱耶稣。
He was their life.
耶稣好像他们的生命一样
He was their hope.
成了他们的盼望
They had faith in him.
他们对他是有信心
Oh, how they loved him.
这就是他们来爱如何爱他
And that was enough.
但这是不够的
Sometimes things were hard. Peter wasn't getting rich in his fish business, but it's okay.
有时候情形艰难彼得可能捕鱼也赚不到什么钱了
They loved him so much, they wanted to be with him, if possible, forever.
但他们有这颗心愿意与主在一起如果能够永远在一起
But just before Jesus left for Calvary He must tell them about this time of his departing
但是主他要上加略山他要告诉门徒们他要去哪里
Because it was more than just a physical departing It was a time of transition in their life
因为这不只是主耶稣肉身的离开，而是在门徒们的生命中要有一个改变。
They had known Jesus outwardly and loved him much.
因为他们只认识耶稣是外在的认识，虽然他们也爱他。
But they needed to come through an epic changing transition.
他们需要经历一个改变。
And this is the most epic changing transition that must take place in every Christian's life.
这其实对于每个基督徒的生命来说也都需要。
It's a transition of knowing Jesus outwardly to knowing and loving him inward.
就是你认识爱耶稣外在的转变到你是内在的爱他。
Of seeing and watching Jesus daily go about his business.
你从那里门徒们每天看耶稣在做不同的事。
If they didn't know what to do, they said, Jesus, what should we do?
他们自己遇到问题也说耶稣我要怎么做
And what did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么回答呢
Okay, this is what you need to do. First get up in the morning, then pray, have breakfast.
那耶稣就告诉他们、哦、你要首先起床祷告吃你的早餐
When they were with Jesus, said, Jesus, what should we do?
门徒们还是一直在那里问说耶稣我要做什么
He always had one answer.
他只有一个答案
Follow me.
就是跟从我
So they didn't know the way a lot of times.
对，很多时候门徒不知道自己要往哪里走。
But they knew the way because they were following Jesus.
他们是知道一条道路，这个道路就是跟从耶稣。
But now Jesus was going away.
但是这时候主耶稣说他要离开他们。
Well, now wait, Jesus, you told us that you're going to build your church, and we've got the keys to building the church. Now, how do we build it, Lord? What should we do?
哦，他们会问主说，主啊，你之前也说过你要在地上建立教会，你还把钥匙给了我们。但是主啊，我们现在要怎么做呢
？And it was right at this time,
就在这个时候
，that their hearts were troubled.
他们的心里忧愁。
Peter said, "Why can't I follow you, Lord? I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll die for you."
彼得就在那里说，哦，主啊，你要去哪里？为什么我不能跟随呢？就是死我也愿意。
Of course, he didn't realize that he would betray his Lord.
当然他那时候不知道他很快就要、否认主
Because he only had an outward love.
因为他只有一个外在的爱。
Do we love Jesus to death?
我们是否也爱主耶稣说到死我也愿意跟从呢
When do you think the most Christians are martyred for their faith? What year in the history of the world?
你是否知道在历史中哪一年有最多的基督徒殉道
？If you said 2024, you're right.
你知道吗？这个答案其实是2024年。
Many, many Christians losing their life because of their faith.
许许多多的基督徒因着他们的信心丧掉了他们的生命。
But I'm going to guarantee you something.
但我向你保证
，When it came to that moment of death.
当来到那个死亡的时候
Jesus came to them and said, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
主耶稣在他们的身边对他们说我以永远的爱爱你。
I right now am drawing you to myself.
并且我如今吸引你到我这里来。
And you will find grace and you will find rest.
你要得着恩典得着安息。
Now the Lord wants us to be in such a condition as well. Jesus had become their whole outward life, but Jesus must become their whole inward life.
主耶稣成为他们外在的生命,
so when Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me.
所以主说,
right? So he was saying, you need to believe in me.
他就是说,
now they believed in God.
是的,
but now Jesus was telling them to take another step because perhaps they believed in him as their outward human Messiah.
主在这里就要他们再跨出信心的一步，相信他，因为之前他们可能只是觉得他是来的那一位弥赛亚。
But when Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled, believe in God, believe also in me, he said something very, very precious.
主在这里说，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，这里面所宝贵的。
Because you know what he was telling them?
是主要说的。
If you're going to go through this transition, you have to believe into
就是你们要经历这个改变，你们要经过这个改变，你们就是要信我。
Many people are saved because they believe in Jesus.
这里有个不同，就是人信耶，人得救说哦，他信耶稣得救。
But their Christian lives have not gone deeper to where they believe into Jesus.
但是这个基督徒的生命要往深的发展，你要信在这个耶稣里面。
This is the love place that the disciples needed to go before Jesus left them.
这就是在主耶稣离世之前，他们门徒们所明白的。
They need to understand that he is God.
他们明白他是神。
It's as Paul put it in another way. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
就像保罗所说的, 凡在基督里的就是新造的人。
So Jesus is talking about a new place he wants his disciples to dwell.
因为主耶稣说的乃是, 这里有一个新的地方,门徒们要住在那里。
And he wants to tell them that God's loving plan is to put them in that place.
这些神他慈爱的计划就是要把门徒们,把相信他的人放在那里。
And so he begins to share things of an everlasting nature.
所以他接下来讲的是带着那永远的属性。
First, he tells them that that place of everlasting love is called the Father's house.
所以他首先告诉他们，这个永远的为他们所预备的地方叫做我父的家。
So you see that in John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. Now, if it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you.
在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。Now
you've read that scripture many times. Yeah, I know all of that.
你可能读过这一段经文很多次，你说哦，我都听过了。But
what if you'd never heard about that before?
但如果你想你从来没有听过这段话。But
what is the Father's house?
那这个父的家是什么呢？
Well, they were thankful. At least Jesus told them where he's going. He says, you can't come and follow me because I'm going to prepare a place for you. Oh, the Father's house. Oh, what is the Father's house?
那你想门徒们当日在那里，他说，哦，耶稣你要去哪里？那耶稣就说，我要去我父的家。他说，哦，那父的家，那又是什么地方？
Now, what do most people think the Father's house is?
那多数的人他们以为这个父的家是什么地方呢？
Now, if you go to enough funerals, you'll believe the Father's house is heaven.
如果你参加一个安息聚会，那就会说哦，父的家就是天上。Well,
it is.
是的，没错。But
do you think it's a big house up there?
那你想是不是在天上有一个很大的房子？
No.
其实不是的。It's
a dwelling place.
那这里说是一个住处。But
it's not a house, really.
但并不是一个真的一个房子。Well,
then what is it?
那到底是什么呢?
Maybe you go all the way to Revelation and say, well, it's the New Jerusalem, it's the city of God.
那你可能翻到启示录说，哦，那是新耶路撒冷，是神的城。
Is that what Jesus is preparing?
那耶稣是在那里预备这个吗?
Yes.
是的。
But is it a city?
但是是那个城吗?
Well, it's more than a city.
哦，其实比这个城还要多。
The Father's house is a spiritual abiding place.
父的家是一个我们属灵居住的地方。Our
dear brothers and sisters who have gone on to be with the Lord are in that dwelling place now.
我们所亲爱的已经离我们而去的弟兄姊妹们现在就在那个 居住的地方。
But I don't think it's a big apartment building and they belong in 13J.
但我想这不是一个公寓楼，你还有个门牌号是 30J。
Much better than that.
一定是比这个更好。
Let me share a little principle with you.
我想这里分享一点原则。
Now there is a heaven.
是的，有一个天。
And there will be a glorious city.
是的，也有一个荣耀的城。
And there is a wonderful house.
也有一个美好的房子。
But all those prophetic visions,
但这些预言性的话,
the reality is much greater than the vision.
这些预言里面给我们看到的，这些预言所讲的，其实是比那个实际，哇，实际是会比这个预言所讲的更好。
You see, so our minds are so earthly. So he says, well,You know, when you go to God's house, it's a wonderful house.
因为我们的思想是属地的，所以他只能说，哦，有一个家是很好的地方。
But the spiritual reality of that dwelling place is so much greater than any house you could imagine.
但是这个属灵实际里面这个住处，实在是比我们能够想象的任何可以地上的东西更好。
Do you imagine one day you're going to live?In the heavenly Jerusalem and walk on the streets of gold.
你是否能够想象有一天你要在属天的耶路撒冷走在那黄金金的街上?
That's just a picture. The reality is much, much greater than that.
这不过是一幅图画能够写出来给我们的，那个实际是比这更好的。
Your shoes will get worn out on streets of gold.
因为如果你想你真的走在金的街上，你的鞋很快就要破了。
But it's a picture of something much, much greater.
他所真实的那个是比这个图画更好的。
So, when the disciples heard this, I think they thought like most Christians, oh, wait a minute, he talked about he's going to the cross, and then he says he's going to be raised again in 3 days, and he's going to his father's house, now that must mean...
那门徒们在这时候的思想，并且之后他们会回想说，哦，那主耶稣这时候说这个话，然后他就要上十字架，三天后复活。那他可能之后他就去到父那里，所以这个家一定是在指的天堂。
Now, do you think that helped the troubled hearts of the disciples very much? Well, I'm going away and I'm going to heaven.
但是如果你想，那那时候主说这个话真的能够安慰到门徒吗？主就对他们说，哦，我要离开了，我要上到天上去了。
Well, that's good news. There's something waiting for me when I die.
门徒可能会想、哦、这也是个好消息我死了我知道我要去哪里。
But actually, they would rather just stay here on earth with Jesus forever.
但我想门徒们更愿意的是如果主能够留在地上与他们同在不是更好吗
You know, our love is so earthly, so temporary.
我们的爱就是这样的属地这样的暂时。
That they would just prefer to be with Jesus just the way he is.
他们所盼望的所愿意的就是、哦、主就是干着之前三年的那个样式与他们同在
And if the world lasted until 2025 they wanted to still be walking with Jesus in the old toga there in Jerusalem still together with Jesus Peter, James and John and Jesus
如果他们说能够这个一直这样持续下去就是到了2025年他们都愿意继续穿着他们的那些当时的服装与耶稣一起在一起在地上就好了
Now, this is what happens to most people.
大多数的人能想象的就是这样。
Have you ever had a time when things were so wonderful, you wish they never ended?
就是好像说你经历了一个这么美好的时候你愿意这个时光不断的下去。
Maybe you go on a vacation with your family.
可能你是与你家人度假的时候。
And every day on the cruise, there is beautiful sunshine and warm weather.
每天你在游轮上面都是有这个日出，有这个好天气。
The food all is from Hong Kong is delightful.
哦，你可以吃到从香港来的食物都是很好吃。
Miraculously, the children are well behaved.
并且很奇妙的那一天，你的孩子们都表现得很好。
And everything is beautiful.
那所有的一切都美好。
And then it's time to go home.
然后哦，我的假期结束了。
And your little son says.Hey, Daddy, I wish we could stay here forever.
那可能那时候你的小孩就说啊，父亲啊，我们能不能继续在这个游轮上
？You know, when things are blessed, why would you want them to change?
就在当如果你经历了一段蒙福的时光，你可能说哦，不要有什么改变。
Yes, you've got to understand how much the disciples love Jesus.
这就是我们可以体会门徒们他们那时候爱主耶稣的心。
Can't we just keep things the same?
我们可不可以继续这样子与主耶稣一直下去？
Let's just keep walking around the villages. We haven't visited all the villages yet, Jesus.
我们继续在每一个村庄里传福音，我们还没有走遍每个村庄呢。
So we know their hearts were aching.
知道，所以他们的心里忧愁。
But it was just in such a moment of trial and trouble.
但是就是在这忧愁的时候。
That the Lord had his opportunity to share with them eternal things.
主耶稣向他们讲述一个永远的事。
As Jesus spoke to them, their ears perked up with hope.
他们主耳朵也竖起来。Because he says in John 14
verse 3,
第三节,
Now if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you to myself that where I am there you may be also.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
They were so happy, he's coming back.
哦，他们就何等的喜乐，说哦，主要回来。
Maybe he has to die in Jerusalem, but then he's going to rise again, and he's going to come back to us forever.
哦，主可能要在世上十字架，但是他会复活，他又要回来。
And now we can be with him.
那我们就可以与主耶稣一直在一起了。
Okay, we can take a few days absence, but we're going to see him.
哦，可能几天我们见不到他，那之后我们就能再见到他了。
Now Jesus, when are you coming back?
所以，哦，主啊，主耶稣，你什么时候回来呢？
How did Jesus answer? You remember in John chapter?
那耶稣怎么回答他们呢？
He always said, in a little while.
啊，过不多时。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Three days, a week, a month, a year? What is a little while?
所以主说、哦、再一会儿我就回来，那是三天，是一年，是什么时候呢？
And just then Jesus said something and their hearts were troubled all over again.
所以主耶稣又接着说，让他们心里又忧愁了。
He said, now I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm coming again to receive you to myself.
主我去为你们预备地方，我再来接你们到我那里去。
And then he said in verse 4, and you know the way where I am going.
然后第四节，我往哪里去你们知道。
The disciples had no idea where he was going.
但是主门徒们他们完全不知道主要去哪里。
And poor old Thomas, he just couldn't take it. And he says in verse 5, Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way?
那多马他实在忍不住了，他就说，主啊，我们不知道你要往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
We call him Doubting Thomas.
我知道我们常常称他说多疑的多马。
He's probably more like you, Practical Thomas.
但其实他跟我们每一位都很相像。
Maybe a Logical Thomas.
我们其实更应该说他是蛮有逻辑的多马。
Thomas loved Jesus.
多马爱耶稣。
But he always saw the glass half empty.
但是他常常看这一杯水是那个空的那一杯。
Thomas was the first person to worry.
他是总是第一个忧愁的那个人。
Now, in order for any marriage to work, one person in the family of the couple has to be a worrier.
那我告诉你们，在一个婚姻中，要使这个婚姻有能够成功，有一个人一定是那个要担忧那个半瓶水的那个人。
So Thomas was the husband who worries all the time, so his wife had to be happy-go-lucky.
所以如果在一个婚姻当中，那多马就是这位先生常常在那担忧，说好让他的妻子能够放心。
Thomas said,Did I miss something here?
所以多马说，我是否主啊，你说什么？我是否忽略了哪一点？
Did I miss a step there between I'm going to the Father's house and you know the way? Was there something I missed?
哦，主，你说你要去父那里，你又说我们知道这条道路，这中间有什么我没有听到的吗？
But here we find one of the ways Jesus helps us go deeper.
但是这里我们看到主如何帮助我们进到更深。
And this is what he does to us today.
这也是他们今天向我们所做的。
When Jesus said, "And you know the way," he was telling the truth.
就说你们知道这条路。
He always tells the truth.
他总是说真理。
They knew the way.
他们已经知道这条路。
Jesus had spoken it.
因为主耶稣已经说过。
Many times.
许多次。
They heard the word.
他们也听到了。
But the Spirit needed to make it real.
但是他们需要的是圣灵把这成为实际。
You know the way, Thomas.
多马，你知道这条路。
Well, Thomas knew the way, but he didn't know it in his heart yet.
多马知道过这个，但是他不是在他的心里知道。
Now the Lord may say, your life is to be lived in Christ. You say, oh yeah, I believe that.
主耶稣跟他说过，你的生命要活在基督里，在基督里活出来。多玛也说是的。
But it takes a time of trouble when we say, "Now, Lord, what does that mean?" He says, "You know what it means."
但是他需要经过这艰难的时刻，使这成为实际。所以主说，你知道的。
And he says to us, "Now, I'm forcing you to think about the things you've read in the Word of God."
所以主在这里好像就是使多玛不得不去思想他已经知道的主的话。
Now, stop being so earthbound and start thinking deeper. Lift your vision higher.
不要再让你自己被这个属地的所辖制，你要再往深的思想，往天上的事思想。
You see, we often know the answer to our seeking, but we haven't understood what that answer is.
我们常常也是在我们寻求主的时候，我们好像已经知道这个答案，但是我们不知道这个所意味的是什么。
Now, you know, when we get together with the youth weekend in a couple of weeks from now,
我们过几周就会有青年人的周末特会。
If you talk to the young people, almost every one of them has this question.
如果你跟年轻人们说话，他们可能每个人都有这个问题。
What is God's will for my life?
就是神在我生命中的旨意是什么？
What college should I go to?
我要去哪所大学？
Where is the girl I'm supposed to marry?
我要娶哪一位姊妹？
What job am I supposed to take?
我要拿什么样的工作？
They have all these questions. What's the will of God?
他们有这样的问题，就总结来说，就是神在我生命中的旨意是什么？
And you know what?
你知道吗?
Because they're Christians.
因为他们是基督徒,
they already know the answer.
他们都已经知道这个答案。
But it hasn't gone from what they know up here to what they know here.
但是他们所需要的就是头脑里面知道到他们心里知道。
So when the disciples, their hearts were stirred, they said, wait a minute, we don't know the way. Where are you going?
所以门徒们的心在这里忧愁就说我们不知道这条道路你要去哪里。
Jesus told them what they already know.
主耶稣就告诉他们他们已经知道的
I am the way, the truth, and the light.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus, how are we going to build the church if you go away?
主啊，如果你离开我们，我们怎么建造教会呢？
I am the way, the truth, the light.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
Wait a minute, Jesus, should we go back to Galilee? I mean, that's where we belong. Should I go back to fishing?
Oh, 耶稣啊，我们是不是要回到加利利？是不是要回去打鱼？
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是道路、真理、生命。
How many times have I told you, Thomas, that I am?
多玛，我跟你说过多少次，我是。
How many times did Jesus said in the Gospel of John, I am?
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣说过几次“我是
”？Now you all know what that is.
你们都知道这是什么
？God says, "I am."
因为神也说“我是
”。The word we say, Yahweh, Jehovah, it means translated, "I am."
耶和华这个名，这个原文的意思就是“我是
”。Disciples, you've got to learn, "I am whatever you need."
门徒啊，们啊，你们要明白，你们所需要的一切就是我是。
Do you need wisdom?
你需要智慧吗
？I am wisdom.
我是智慧。
Do you need sanctification? I am sanctification.
你们需要成圣吗？我是成圣。
Do you need righteousness? I am righteousness.
你们需要公义吗？我是你们的义。
And in this time of trouble, the window of heaven opened and the disciples began to see. This whole life is Christocentric.
所以当门徒们经历这个忧愁的时候，就好像从天上打开一个窗户，要让他们看到他们的生命要以基督为中心。
See, Jesus said, I've been with you for 3 years.
耶稣在那里说我已经与你们三年之久
You've known me, you've seen me
你们认识我你们看到我
You love me
你们也爱我
I listen to you
我也听你们的话
You obeyed me
你们听从我的话
And even though I go away by the Holy Spirit I am still the center and circumference of your life
虽然我要离开你们但是借着圣灵我还是你们生命的中心是你们生命的安慰者
As Paul says so wonderfully in Colossians chapter 3
就像保罗在哥罗西书三章所说的
I am all and in all for you
基督是包括一切又住在个人之内
Now have you found this place of grace and peace and rest?
是否找到这个地方是满有恩典、怜悯、平安。
So wonderful our theme today, wasn't it, on peace?
来感谢主，今天早晨我们开场也是讲到平安。
Remember how Jesus said, My peace I give unto you. In the world you have tribulation. There's the trouble.
你记得主耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难，但我把我的平安给你们。
But I am your shalom.
我是你们的沙龙，是你们的平安。
Brothers and sisters, this is a transition from the outer faith of our lives to an inner rest in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你看到这个转变，就是在外在的信心到我们里面的安息。
And the disciples realized in a moment they'd been there so many times.
然后门徒们他们明白过来，他们好多次都是这样。
What was the answer to their questions? I am. Just follow me.
就是他们之前也问过主耶稣许多的问题，但主耶稣给他们都是相同的答案，就是我是跟从我。
The best translation of John 14:6 is actually this: I am the true, the living way.
十四章第六节这里这句话一个更好的翻译，其实可以说是耶稣说我就是那真理的生命的道路。
Since the beginning of the Bible.It's talked about a way. Enoch walked with God. God took him.
圣经的起初就告诉我们有这条道路，以诺与神同行，神就把他取去了。
Children of Israel walked through the wilderness. That was their way.
以色列的百姓他们经过旷野的道路，这就是神给他们的道路。
John the Baptist said, "Prepare ye a way for the Lord."
施洗约翰也说，为主预备道路。
But whoever thought?That Jesus would come down to from heaven.
但谁能想到，耶稣他从天来到地上
，lie down on the ground, let you tread over him, in order to find eternal life.
在那里，好像被人践踏在脚上，成为那条道路，把我们带到永远那里。
He says, "I am the footpath to eternal life."
那就告诉我们。他是那条道路，我们要走上去。
Nobody comes to the Father except walking on me.
若不借着我，若不是踩在耶稣的身上，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus died on the cross, he let you walk upon his back.
主耶稣死在十字架上，好让我们能够踩在他的肩膀上。
You might find everlasting love.
在那里，你能够找到这个永远的爱。
In this place called the Father's house，
在这个父的家中。
And let me finish by saying one more thing。
我结束的时候再说一件。
You know what the disciples learned？
你知道门徒们学到了什么
？They found the Father's house.
When？ 他们在哪里找到父的家
？When the Holy Spirit fell upon them at Pentecost。
就是在五旬节的时候，当圣灵把他们充满了
，Suddenly they discovered the body of Christ.
在那里，他们发现有基督的身体
，Where Jesus' presence was in the midst.
基督的同在在他们当中
，Where they could look at another brother or sister, they could see Jesus in that sister, and they could see Jesus in that brother.
他们互相观看的时候，弟兄姊妹啊。在你的里面我看到基督，在你的里面我也看到基督。
Now they didn't have to wait and die to go to heaven to find the Father's house, because there it was, the dwelling place of God, right here on earth.
他们不需要死后上天上才找到那个父的家，因为在这地上也有父可以居住的地方。
They could gather together and ask Jesus anything.
他们可以聚在一起问耶稣任何的问题。
Jesus would tell them the way and the truth.And the life.
主就告诉他们那条道路，那个真理，那个生命。
But they found all of this inwardly by the Holy Spirit.
这些是圣灵在他们里面做成的。
There were a few times where Jesus spoke audibly to these young disciples in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里面，有几次主向他的门徒们这个亲口可以听见的来说话。
But the brothers and sisters learned to live in the Father's house.By following the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
但是更多的门徒们，他们学习是听他们里面这个微小的声音。
You know, and the disciples felt at home.
是在门徒们找到这个家。
But they still missed Jesus having them around.
他们还是会思念耶稣与他们同在的那在一起的那个时候。
So they said, listen, Jesus told us when we get together, we should break bread. Remember our dear Jesus when he walked on this earth, what he did for us.
所以他们就想起来主耶稣吩咐他们说你们要一同掰饼喝杯一同来思念主耶稣在地上为你们所行的。
And every time they broke the bread and worshipped him, it seemed like his presence came in among them in a wonderful way.
那当他们一同拨饼喝杯的时候，主的同在就在他们当中。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, most of us begin our Christian life in a pretty outward way.
弟兄姊妹们，我们大多数的基督徒开始我们的这个基督徒的生命是大多都是从外面开始的。
We believe his word.
我们相信他的话。
We pray and find answers.
我们祷告寻找那个答案。
And God shows himself to us outwardly by answering prayers and doing things. We know that was the hand of God.
主也用这样的方式让我们在外在里面就明白哦，主他这样带领了我。
Have you touched the everlasting love?
但是你有摸着那个永远的爱吗?
That's been drawing you even before you knew.
那个在你认识他以前就吸引你的。
He loved me. There I knew him.
我认识他以前他就认他就爱我。
All my love is due him.
实在我所有的爱都当归向他。
Isn't that wonderful?
实在是何等的美好。
I hope you love Jesus.
我盼望你爱耶稣。
Not just with first love.
不仅是有那起初的爱。
With captured love.
而是有那抓住的爱。
With everlasting love.
有那永远的爱。
Where the disciples said, Where else can we go? You alone have the life that we need.
就像门徒们说，我们还往哪里去呢？唯有你有永生之道。
These are some of the secrets of God's love for us.
这就是神的爱的一些奥秘。
And He's shown us these things through Jesus Christ.
他是在耶稣基督里向我们启示出来。
Let's be lovers of Jesus.
愿意我们成为那些爱耶稣的人。
What a wonderful life.
何等美好的生命。
Let's have a few prayers before we go. So we thank God for this wonderful, the everlasting love.
结束的时候，愿意我们有些祷告，以感谢，来感谢我们神的爱。
我们感谢你们赞美，我们感谢你借着你的仆人对我们说话，这么点信息，哇，让我们能够知道你是何等的爱我们，哇，你在我们人类来因着你的爱而被叫，哇，来笑着你的样子而被叫，还是为着你而被叫，哇，是让我们被你的遗弃的你，那是主你的爱依然不离不弃的来寻找我们。以为我们祷成的肉身，主啊，如今主啊，我们能够在耶稣基督里面再次回到你的爱里面，主啊，我们能够成为信徒，主啊，大愿主，我们真的能够配得上你，主啊，我们真的能够如雅各书里面那个苏拉密一样，那么的爱所罗门王一样的爱你，主啊，大愿主你继续的恩待我们，用你骑士智慧的灵来引导我们，能够明白你的爱。主啊，让我们真的能够更爱你，更亲近你，更愿意说主啊，我们愿意跟随你，一直的寻找你。主啊，我们也知道你有一天要来接我们，主啊，大明的主在里面去，那我们能够永远的与你同在。主啊，我们赞美你，我们也愿意主啊，你继续的恩待我们，继续的启示我们，那我们真能够说明白你的爱，被你的爱所吸引。主啊，我们赞美你，感谢你，祷告主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Pedro, we want to thank you. We want to praise you for speaking such words to us that indeed you have loved us so much that you have that we were created because of your love, and that through you and through you and to you we were created, and that although we were rebellious and against you, yet you still loved us, sought us because of your love, that you took upon flesh, and that in Christ we can be returned to your love. That one day we know that we will be your bride. May you find us. May you help us to be worthy of this love. That even as the Shulamite woman loved Solomon, that we will love you in the same way. Continue to be gracious to us, even as you lead us in wisdom to love you more. And may we continue to follow you, and one day that we know you will receive us into your presence, where we will be with you forever. May you continue to be gracious to us, that we may know your love will be drawn by you. In Jesus' name, we pray.
主要亲爱的天父，谢谢你这样的爱我们，谢谢你这样的召聚我们，谢谢你差遣你自己忠心又良善的仆人，把你属天奥秘而丰富的话语为我们解开，就发出了亮光，使我们在光中见光，使我们这渴慕而饥渴的心得到了滋润了平安和甜美的满足。主，你一直又永远而丰富的爱在爱着我们，在我们忧愁中，你用爱的恩典与怜悯来拯救和开启我们，使我们外面的爱进入到基督里面那火热的追求与生命的改变。基督是我们一切的一切，是我是一切的我是。主啊，你是永远的爱，你是我们永远的道路、真理和生命。让我们来赞美你，让我们来赞美你这永远的爱，直到永永远远。以马内利。以上祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Sister Prayer, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for loving us, that even as you have spoken to us through this message, that in life it makes me life. Indeed, it is your love that has set us free, and how you have nourished us and filled us with your peace and your love. That is so abundant, that even in sorrows and troubles, that you continue to enlighten us, and that this outward love may be turned into an inward love. That may we continue to pursue you and continue to be changed, and that Christ would be all in all. We thank you for this eternal love, and that you are the way and the truth and the life. We want to praise you that you are God with us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we thank you for your grace.
Our
sister Faye, though, we thank you that it is your love that has sought us and has found us, that in Christ we can receive all the riches of the Father, and you continue to strengthen us, that your love may conquer us, so that by your grace we may live out this love. May all glory and praise be to you in Jesus' name.
When we have a difficult moment, we go through the water drawn. We go through the fire, and we have a disaster, but you were there. You rescue us all the difficult trials. Lord, your grace is so sufficient in our life. Your anger is so one moment, one second, but your endurance love, such wonderful in lifetime. Rescue us and protect us, and we are sitting here in a wonderful testimony, your love, your endurance love. We bow down before you, thank you and praise you. In Jesus' precious name to pray, amen.
Amen.